collaborative,
part of the community,
the next idea.
You need to be awake and take actions to make sure the things that matter to you and the impacts that you want to see in the world actually happen. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that.
Just what does it mean to be civically engaged? Well, the answer you give could be very different depending upon your age. Baby boomers may think of the Peace Corps. Millennials may have a different perspective. And our latest contributor to The Next Idea offers some thoughts from that point of view. Chelsea Martin is the Civic Engagement Manager for the Michigan Nonprofit Association, and she's an ambassador for the Franklin Project. Good to have you with us, Chelsea.
It's great to be here.
There are a number of national organizations that have been offering year-long volunteer opportunities for quite a while now. You know, as a baby boomer, I absolutely remember AmeriCorps and VISTA. We said we have the National Civilian Conservation Corps. How does it usually work?
So it usually works by a federal entity called the Corporation for National and Community Service offering funding to entities like state commissions. We have one here in Michigan called the Michigan Community Service Commission. And what they do is they administer AmeriCorps grants to nonprofits throughout our state so that they can then host AmeriCorps members in their community to meet some of our biggest community challenges.
And you were a service year volunteer through the VISTA program. Tell us about that. What'd you do?
I absolutely was. I actually served with the Michigan Community Service Commission as an AmeriCorps VISTA. It was excellent to see all the work that's happening across the state and help build a civic infrastructure. So trying to cultivate opportunities for other Michiganders to be able to serve in their communities.
And then when you finished that service year, what happened? Did you feel ready for the job market?
I absolutely did. It was excellent career prep. It's really what took me to Michigan Nonprofit Association, where I've supported nonprofits throughout the state for the past handful of years. I also got an education award that helped me pay off my student loans. I'm a proud Eastern Michigan University graduate, and it was just an excellent career prep experience.
And in your essay for The Next Idea, you make some really interesting points, Chelsea, and you note that for millennials, more millennials say helping others in need is more important to them than having a high-paying career.
Yeah, that's so true. And not only are millennials and younger generations demanding those engagement experiences, but they're really requesting that the places they spend their money, so businesses, that they have a triple bottom line. They're expecting that their employers are offering them paid volunteer time and that their employers are civically minded, have a lot of social responsibility. So across the board, we're seeing these younger generations that are demanding that in every component of their life. Volunteerism is no longer just an add-on that you do in your free time. They want it everywhere they go.
And you point out in your essay there is certainly that rising demand, not just here in Michigan, but nationally for more service year opportunities. We had 500,000 applications received nationally and more than 11,000 volunteers in Michigan. But you say there were more people who wanted to participate than there were available opportunities. That's a pretty good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have, and we really need to look at how we scale those service year opportunities going forward. I'm a firm believer that that's going to take investment outside of the federal government. We're going to need to turn to our business leaders and our philanthropic community in order to raise the capital that it takes to expand those. It's a huge problem to have. It's a great problem to have.
And what do you think's going on, Chelsea? Why is there so much interest?
I think that people are desperate for that connection to community. I think that the way that we engage is really changing. And like I said, people want to have those integrated opportunities, service years, so the opportunity for 18 to 28-year-olds to give a full-time year of service back to their community is a great way to do that. And it just really, it allows people to connect back and feel as though they're helping make change in their communities. We know there are a lot of issues, and people see those. They're not always sure how to solve them, but service years are a great solution.
And there is a national effort at the Aspen Institute called the Franklin Project, and it's working to make a service year pretty much a rite of passage for all Americans. And you're one of the project ambassadors for Michigan. What do you mean by the big idea?
The big idea is really that every 18 to 28-year-old will have the opportunity to serve a year if they so choose. So just like we often ask people, where did you graduate from college? It will be a cultural norm for us to say, where did you serve? And that's really the big idea.
And the idea then can lead to win-win for everybody, right? The community gets help with challenges it's facing, but the young volunteers are getting a lot too.
They're getting that workforce readiness. They're learning professional development skills. Often if they're doing direct service, they're learning very tangible skills. So they may be able to be great mentors. They might be able to help with our conservation efforts across the state. In addition to that, they're receiving support to pay off their student loans. Most positions do offer an education award after successful completion of the service term. And we know that we have a student loan crisis pending in this country, and this might just be one way to help address that.
How is this effort playing out in our state?
Flint is really just a great case study for what this can do. We know that Flint is one of our more struggling cities, but they have been able to leverage national service into their city service plan. And some of the examples are the Community Schools Corps. So they are mobilizing AmeriCorps members in order to offer wraparound services, not only for students, but also their families, to put the neighborhood at the center of schools. And they also have replicated a model that was started by Wayne State University called the Urban Safety Corps. And that has AmeriCorps members placed with university police officers to do community policing, blight eradication.
And how does what's happening in Flint compare with what's happening nationally?
Flint is definitely a leader. They have something called the National Service Accelerator, which their philanthropic community in the city of Flint put up a significant amount of money that's pretty much creating the catalyst for those members to be placed in for their National Service Corps to scale. So actually we have other communities throughout the country that are turning to look to Flint to see how they're doing that so that they can then in turn do that in their communities.
And you tell us that what's happening in Flint can be happening across the entire state of Michigan. What has to happen to make that a reality?
So myself and other leaders in this service field are meeting with businesses, the business community, our philanthropic leaders, and our municipalities to say, how can we take what's happening in Flint and how can other cities around the state implement those same types of strategies? So, you know, we know that Grand Rapids has had some flooding issues. Maybe they want to leverage NCCC members to try and help with that infrastructure, or maybe they want to implement a reading corps where they're helping people, helping young students read by grade level, by third grade. So there's lots of different opportunities.
And what will it take? What will it actually take, you know, that idea of boots on the ground? Who has to pitch in and what do they have to contribute?
So we're really going to be turning to our business leaders and our philanthropic community to offer the financial resources that it takes to scale these service opportunities. And then we'll be turning to nonprofits to say, are you ready? And we know that you're doing this work. We know that you need the additional capacity of the boots on the ground. So if we can match the nonprofit capacity with the funding support from the business and philanthropic community, we really have the opportunity to scale this throughout our state.
What kind of financial requirements? What kind of money might be needed?
So I can't give you an exact dollar amount, but I can tell you that the average cost of an AmeriCorps member, just their stipend alone, is around $11,000 a year. So if we're looking to scale that, we're looking at $11,000 to $20,000 a year for each member. And then we also try a good practice is offering technical assistance to the nonprofits that house those members so that they know how to leverage them, how to have them track their outcomes, and how they can be particularly effective in community.
If this idea of this rite of passage, this year of being involved in somehow in a service year, if that's successful, Chelsea, what does your vision look like 10 years from now?
My vision really is that you can ask any young person, where did you serve? How did you serve? And it's just going to be commonplace that people are saying, I'm an AmeriCorps alum. I'm an AmeriCorps Vista alum. I served with NCCC. I did great work with City Year. And that's just part of our cultural dialogue across this country, not just in the state of Michigan.
Chelsea Martin is the Civic Engagement Manager for the Michigan Nonprofit Association, and she's an ambassador for the Franklin Project. You can find her essay on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And as always, we welcome your comments and your thoughts there or on Facebook or Twitter at Next Idea MI. Chelsea, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.